Sunday night, Lewis and I were given a valuable Christmas gift, and we enjoyed it last night. It was a set of passes to Greenfield Village for holiday nights, and there's nothing I have ever seen quite like it. There are lights all over the village and glowing kerosene lantern lights along every walkway. Skaters laughed their way around an old-fashioned ice skating rink under hanging lights. And there were smells of cooking things in the cold air. There were fires here and there ringed with happy people pushing back the cold. And there were carolers in costume, various editions of Model T Fords chugging faithfully around a sax horn ensemble on the street and a colorful carousel. There was a wagon drawn by four beautiful white horses with a troubadour on board singing and strumming and entertaining the passengers. And on the roof of the house where Robert Frost once lived was a jovial Santa Claus holding court, somehow knowing the very names and the hometowns of children in the crowd. At the end of the village green is a colonial chapel with a white spire towering up into the dark winter sky over the whole village. On the green was a covering of snow. People wrapped in the warm clothing bustled here and there. And there was a covered bridge, ponds, woods, craft shops, barns, sheds, and Victorian homes. Many were in a festive mood. Here and there were courting couples, couples in love. Christmas is a beautiful time if you're to be in love, and the village is for it. My lover was taking pictures of the whole affair, and I was using the cold as an excuse to coax a warm kiss out of her from time to time. She's a photographer, so she notices things other people don't see. She watches people. About then, she noticed something sad. There on the margin of the village green, just outside of the circle of light cast by a roaring fire, just out of range of the sound of a storyteller, was a couple. They're not having a good evening. They were in deep, embarrassing, angry public conflict. It was three nights before Christmas. It was a perfect evening. They'd spent a significant amount of money to enjoy a once-in-a-lifetime Christmas experience. And they were standing at the base of a huge spruce, which was glowing with hundreds and hundreds of beautiful lights. A few yards away, a man took turns playing fiddle tunes and a penny whistle and telling stories behind the songs of Christmas. There was beauty and wonder everywhere. There were Christmas carols hanging in the air all around. But this couple was dead to all of it. They were arguing angrily, trading violent verbal blows like desperate boxers coming down to the final round, just beating each other verbally. And were so engaged in it, they seemed unaware of anything around them. We walked away. And I tried to suppress the painful thought of it. I've noticed that often people look unhappy at Christmas time. Even in places of celebration or recreation, people are often working so hard to have fun or to celebrate that they look troubled, they look burdened, they look busy, they look sad, but they rarely look joyful. Even a few days before Christmas, people's faces are often chiseled with grim determination or blank with quiet resignation. At Greenfield Village on holiday nights, the evening closes with a stroll across the village green following carolers in period costumes who are carrying lanterns. And then everyone gathers in a crowd around the town hall for caroling and an impressive display of fireworks. Lois took her last few pictures, and then we walked toward the car, looking forward to some warmth and food. But the last thing we saw before we exited the quaint village was the quarreling couple. An hour later, they were still trading verbal blows, still their faces snarled in anger and hurt. And beneath them, looking up wordlessly with wide eyes, were their two small children recording an unforgettable Christmas memory. I walked away with my heart aching to introduce people to Christ. We all need him in our homes. He's the hope of Christmas. He's the light of the world. He's the Prince of Peace.